Welcome to the VIP podcast. Again, I'm a little bit late on getting this out to you guys, but better late than never. But never late is better. I wanted to say a huge congratulations to a couple of peeps here, one of them being the Peaceful Peeps. Pam's Peaceful Peeps mom went in her second B-Team championship. Her other mug is getting some chippity chops and chips on the top there from the coffee spilling over because she gets it way too full for no particular reason. Mom, you got to put the coffee in. If you're going to put cream in it, I don't know where you are with that in your coffee journey, but I think you put cream in it sometimes. You got to put less black coffee in there. But if it is black coffee, then you're filling the mug too full. You know? The black coffee is spilling over the edge of the rim of the mug, right? So you can get more coffee. You can go to the French press and pour yourself some more, but this filling it up too high is creating a need for you to continue to get these B-Team championships. So I guess that is one positive side effect of filling your coffee mug too full. It keeps you hungry for that B-Team championship. Congratulations, Mom. Of course, we had the Fire Dogs taking the Standard League again. BFB7 goes to the Colorado Fire Dogs. Now one of the most storied franchises in the league. If you don't count last year's championship that went to Mark, which we don't, then he's tied with Raj at two VIP championship mugs. So congratulations, Joey. You had a great season. I mean, you stuck in there. You tried to get around certain things and make certain trades that were illegal as usual, but then you had second thoughts on those trades, and I didn't have to step in at all. So I appreciate you doing that, making yourself more legit this year. It might be the baby that you guys have now, trying to be more of a responsible dad. Leaving life of minor crime is probably a good thing for your kid. So, you know, he's going to see in the news at some point that, you know, some of the trades you tried to pull when he does when she does try to ultimately join the VIP at some point in the future. But you're just going to have to explain at that time, you know, hey, that was me then, and you know me. You know, this is you talking to her. You know me, and this is me now. So come to your own conclusion about why I needed to do that. Reminds me of the Cool Running scene when, one of those, I forget the names now, but one of the Jamaicans was Dries, I think, the driver. Dries was the driver. Was, you know, in the bathtub. Coach walks in on him. Sounds weird, but that is what the scene was happening. I'll leave you the context in case you haven't seen Cool Runnings for whatever reason. But that's what happened. If you want to know the details, go watch it. And he says, Coach, can I ask you something? And the coach says, yeah, what's up? And he says, well, you don't have to answer if you don't want to. And this is like how your kid's going to talk to you in 15 years or so. And he says, you want to know why I cheated, right? And he says, yeah, you had it all. You had it all. Why did you do it? And he says, well, I had to win. I had to. And so Dries respects the coach like none other, you know. But he also has this weird thing that doesn't match up in his mind. The coach, I respect. He also cheated. Why did he cheat? So something's amiss here, and he wants to understand. So when your child comes to you, when they have the wherewithal to ask that question, maybe they've won a couple of VIP championships of their own by that time, legally, legitimately, then you can maybe follow in the footsteps of of John Candy and kind of give an answer like that. It was a very stoic answer, and I was impressed with the thing. So moving right on, over to that Premier League. We had the new Premier League this year, and it was rocking. Absolutely rocking. Marksman, of course, won last year with a big old fat asterisk at the top of his mug. Why? Well, we had the issue with Damar Hamlin, which he had a some kind of heart, palpitation or short circuit. Not a heart attack, just something very rare. That happened on the field. He fell over and officially, I think his heart stopped. So they took him to the hospital, and while they were getting all that sorted out, they, of course, canceled the game. And that game is what very much, 99.999% confidence, kept Mark from the final championship win. Joey, if you look at the mug, has a note on there with the asterisk that forfeited brotherly love to Mark and the Maryland Marksman. So it was not a brotherly shove, as the Eagles are so famous for nowadays, but in fact, with brotherly love, the VFB Championship mug was forged in Mark's, his team, So we sent that out to Mark. Mark is, officially the VIP champion, unofficially not. But now, Mark has joined the Premier League with his new team called the Face Melters. And he's won that VIP championship mug. For real, he beat out the Kansas Redlegs. 563.9 points to 412.2 points over the two-week battle that we have in the Premier League for the championship. And with that, Mark takes it. He had incredible points from Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson of the Ravens QB, he's running and jetting around and getting around people like he's a running back, and he's just running through all the way through to the best season record in the real NFL. So we'll be watching those Baltimore Ravens here coming up in the second week of the playoffs after their coveted bye week. And Lamar Jackson is on the Face Melters team, already won him a championship. So congratulations, Mark, on your first absolutely 100% bona fide VFB championship in the Premier League, no less. So you'll be receiving the money that we all put into the Premier League. Kansas Redlegs, ironically enough, is the treasurer, so he'll be sending that money your way. And he might be short. I don't know if everyone paid. I hope they did. That was in the Premier League. If they didn't, then Redlegs will be needing more money to give you. On top of that, I've also got a nice mug, Face Melters mug, designed for you and already being sent your way. I've got the mug for the Colorado Fire Dogs, beating up the Rex Quando there in the Standard League, already on its way. And Pam's Peaceful People, beating out Mark in the B-Team Championship in the Standard League. She's getting that B-Team mug once again, and it's already on its way. Special shout-out to Ollie and the Shark Packers, who did so well. Ended up grabbing that to third place, I believe. So first year in the VFB, and he's got his third place. I might throw a little mug his way. I don't know. I don't want to go mug crazy, but third place for first time in the VIP. I'm real proud of him. And I've been informed by the coveted Buccaneers that Tinsley may want to start her VIP team next year. If Ollie can do it, I can do it, she said. And I like that attitude. We would gladly welcome her in the Standard League. You can go up to 20 teams. I don't care. Just throw them all in there. We got the Premier League to weed out the weirdos. Not that Tinsley's a weirdo, but Becca absolutely is. Next year is my, 11th year playing fantasy football. I just looked back. 11 years, so I've just completed 10 years of fantasy football, not being commissioner of this league. We've got the VFB 8 coming up, but I've been playing for 10 years. And I'm going to do a little throwback team, kind of like they do the throwback uniforms in the NFL. My very first year I drafted, I didn't know what I was doing. I drafted Eli Manning in the first round. And then I drafted a kicker, I think Mark Vogt style, in third round or something like that. I thought it was good strategy. No one's going to draft a kicker before me. And then I just realized later what is and what has. But back then I was called the Goddard Schnauzers. Terrible name, but I might bring it back just for commemorative sake for my 11th year to commemorate 10 years of fantasy football. The Brooklyn Nine will keep that that symbol BK9 in the acronym, but the name, maybe Goddard Schnauzers. You guys have a good year. Mugs are on their way. Let's get it. Oh, and before I forget, medals. The medals race came down to it as well. I forgot to put the medals on your mugs. I forgot to put that on there. That's okay. In the Standard League, Fire Dogs wins it by a wide margin, winning 24% of the available medals at 9 medals. Hville Buccaneers at 6 medals, 5 medals to the Puppy Collector. Shark Packers comes in at 5 medals as well. Rex Quando, 4 medals, and the rest of y'all got 2, 1, or none. In the Premier League, it was a tight race. First of all, we had everyone over, 4 and over. We had Rocky Mountain Mama, Vienna Vipers, my Premier League team, and Team Hall with 4 medals each. Congratulations there. Then we had the last two teams, Red Legs and Face Melters, that were not only battling it out for the VIP Premier League Championship, but also battling it out for the medals race. Medals race in the end was 6-6 in the Premier League. Face Melters got it with total season points higher than Red Legs. One correction, looks like Shark Packers, sorry, Becca, I guess you were the winner. So you and Joey both beat my son. Don't be surprised next year when Tinsley, if and when Tinsley does join, that I'm not going to go easy on her. But that's not the biggest worry. The biggest worry for you is that I'm going to be filling up her inbox with some major, pretty freaking rad trash talk. Cuss words, descriptions, things that she should go do, ideas that she shouldn't have in her head. It's all going to be in her inbox. And I'm going to make sure week after week if she tries and go and beat me next year. All right. Now, have a good year.
On to VFB 8.